Brett Hollander back here on WBAL and WBAL.com, and we're joined now by an author of a new book. The author's name is David Stinson, and his new book is called Deadball. It is a novel that takes place right here in Baltimore, and David joins us now. David, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Well, first of all, tell us the premise and overall idea of this book.
Well, Deadball is the story of a former minor league ball player, Byron Bennett, who has a very deep spiritual connection to the game of baseball. He never quite made it to the majors. He's fictional, but he went up to the Orioles organizations all the way up from Bluefield all the way up to Rochester. And when he leaves the game, he's kind of at a crossroads, not sure what he should do next. And he thinks he sees games being played at Union Park. He becomes obsessed with the location of Union Park, which is where the Baltimore Orioles of the 1890s played. He thinks he sees flickering images of a game being played there, and so that obviously is not only exciting, but also concerns him because he thinks he's seeing things he shouldn't be seeing.
Interesting. So are we talking about a ghost story here?
A ghost story, yes. A metaphysical story as well. Kind of a suspension of time and place.
So this character, this main character, is alive in what era?
The book takes place in 1999. And the reason I picked that date is because it's the last year for Tiger Stadium in Detroit. They've torn it down since then, but 1999 was the last season they played there. And I wanted to connect the old Tiger Stadium baseball to the 1890s Orioles.
How do you make that connection there?
Well, the baseball was first played at the corner of Michigan and Trumbull in 1896 as a minor league ballpark. In 1901, the Tigers started playing there, and it was then called Bennett Park. And so that ballpark was created in what was called the old Deadball era, 1901. And baseball was also being played at Union Park from 1891 to 1899. And so it's that same kind of general era. And when they tore down Tiger Stadium, when they stopped playing there, that was the last of the Deadball era from 1900.
Well, it's interesting. So you're talking about the 1890 Orioles, Wee Willie Keeler, and those terrific championship ball clubs, correct? I mean, that's the group you're talking about. Are those characters in this book specifically?
Yes, they are. John McGraw, certainly. Byron Bennett has a similarity in size and stature with John McGraw. They're both about the same size.
Who played for the 1890 Orioles.
That's correct. And both Byron Bennett and John McGraw played third base, and so he has an affinity for John McGraw and knows a lot about him and does a lot of, you know, he studied his game and knew the history of John McGraw. Also, Huey Jennings, who is their shortstop, a character in the book as well. Byron Bennett, in his quest to find out what is going on at Union Park, learns even more about the Orioles, and he discovers where he used to live. There's several places in Baltimore that still stand to this day, where John McGraw lived, where Wilbert Robinson, their catcher, lived. And they're all, it's great baseball history. In fact, one of the things that I really wanted to accomplish with this book was to get people excited about that era of Baltimore baseball.
And it was, maybe you could argue, the best era of Baltimore baseball. I mean, that was the best team ever, right? At least up to that point. But you can make the case it was one of the best teams ever and invented ahead of its time with the kind of baseball they played, the Baltimore chop and everything else.
Absolutely. And their groundskeeper, Tom Murphy, helped to really bring in a new era of how you groom a ballpark, what you do. You know, there's talk about how he used to put hard clay in front of the plate to help effectuate the Baltimore chop.
David Stinson, the author of a new book called Deadball, is with us here on WBAL. And David, this is really fascinating. Are you from Baltimore originally?
I'm from Rockville, Maryland.
Okay. Now, did you grow up a big Orioles fan? And connected
absolutely.
To the city in that sense?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up an Orioles fan. My first professional games I ever saw play were at Memorial Stadium. The doubleheaders that the Cub Scouts would bring you to. I remember sitting in the left field bleachers watching Joe Rudy and Frank Robinson and all those great players for the Oakland A's and for the Baltimore Orioles.
How long did it take you to write this book, David?
5 years.
Wow.
The premise came to me because I'm a father of three, and I love baseball so much that I wanted to give that to my children as well. So I would take them around the country on summer vacations to different ballparks around the country. But I wouldn't just go to Busch Stadium. I would go to Sportsman Park, where it used to be, and find, you know, and find what's still there, see what buildings still surround the ballpark, and I would have pictures of the old ballparks, and I could really see how the ballpark set into the neighborhood.
That's really cool.
The same thing with Ford Field in Pittsburgh. There are still pieces of Ford Field that are still there. The outfield wall that ran into the right field pavilion is still there on the campus of University of Pittsburgh. And so we would go there and we'd see those kind of things. And as I was experiencing the old time ballparks, I would think, boy, wouldn't it be great if you could go back in time and see a game? And that's really what inspired the storyline for Deadball.
Now, where was Union Park in Baltimore again?
It was at 25th and Guilford Avenue. So East 25th and Guilford. It's in the Barclay Harwood section. It's right in the line of Harwood and Barclay.
So not too far away from Memorial Stadium.
Not far at all. In fact, there are five ballparks in that general area where baseball was played in the 1880s, 1890s. There's, of course, Union Park, where they played from 1891 to 1899, and that was the National League Orioles. And then there was something called Huntington Park, which was across the street from Union Park, where the American Association played in 1883 to, I guess, 1889. And then four blocks north was American League Park, where the Orioles of the 1901-1902, the American League Orioles, played. That was built on the site of yet another ballpark where an earlier incarnation of the American Association Orioles played. That area of Baltimore is littered with old ballparks.
Now, how much research did you have to do to write this novel?
A lot of research. Baseball fans know the game, and you have to be very careful when you start talking history of the game. And so I want to make sure that I didn't say anything wrong or get anything wrong that people would come back and say, oh, that couldn't possibly have happened. You know, the book is I call it a metaphysical baseball novel because it requires you to kind of take a leap of faith into what this guy is going through. But in doing so, I want to make sure that everything was accurate so it helps kind of convince the reader maybe this is all possible. Maybe it is possible to go back in time and see these kind of ballparks because what I describe in the book is what is actually there at the site. And for Union Park, there is an old building on 25th Street that was there at the time of Union Park, and the back of that building has a distinctive pitched roof that you can see in the old pictures of Union Park. It sat right next to the grandstand. And if you go up to 25th Street today, you can still see that building, and gives you a appreciation for how that grandstand sat on the corner of 25th and Guilford.
No doubt connecting baseball eras in this community. Very cool stuff. From David Stinson, his new book is called Deadball, and it's about Baltimore baseball more than anything else. And David, how can people purchase and acquire this book?
Well, it's available through the Babe Ruth Museum at their gift shop. In fact, Mike Gibbons has been a huge supporter of the book, and I really appreciate that. They have it on sale there at the Sports Legends Museum gift shop. You can buy it on Amazon.com, and it's also available on Kindle. And also you can get it through my website, davidbstinsonauthor.com.
Very, very cool. David, we really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll hear from you again in the future. We really do appreciate it.
Rick, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
I have a website that is a then and now baseball ballpark. It's called deadballbaseball.com, and it has pictures of Union Park from the 1890s and what's there today if people want to go back and see how that ballpark sat into the neighborhood. And the same thing for Memorial Stadium. I have pictures of Memorial Stadium and what's there now, so it's deadballbaseball.com.
I'll tell you what, I'll check that out myself right now. David Stinson, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again in the future, maybe about that website.
Thank you so much.
That's David Stinson. We're back with more next, right here on WBAL.